Secretary Wilson, thanks for taking some time with us today.
Thank you for having me.
The department's already made some changes to ease traffic on Interstate 10. What's been done so far?
Well, we've done a number of things so far. We have built an interim improvement that was required both by the city of Kenner and the airport. So when you exit to Loyola, you now have five lanes entering and exiting from the airport to get to the interstate or to the airport. You may remember less than 8 months ago, there was a fire station and only three lanes in each direction. That's all been relocated, and we have built our new road. And so we were prepared for the traffic on day one. In fact, we were out there the day the airport opened. We made minor changes to the signal timing to help improve the throughput that we were witnessing on the ground. And I was there last night to experience rush hour traffic. And late last night, we made one additional modification, which was to allow for two right turns from Loyola onto I-10 eastbound. And so you can now take two lanes into New Orleans. We noticed that there was some significant backup in between Veterans and I-10 because there was only a single lane and you had lots of capacity next to it. So we made that modification last night. And all indications today are that traffic is moving pretty well. And I just looked at my Google map, and there was no red at that intersection, which is a good thing.
Now, the flyover that people felt like, well, that should have been part of the original plan. So it is direct access to the terminal. It's in the works. And when does that actually begin, that project?
And this project is actually under construction before the project of the airport actually opened. So Gilchrist Construction did the design-build competition, and for $125.6 million, they're going to build this with a new design called the DDI and those two direct flyovers to the interstate. And so while it is going to take us about 3.5 years or less to build, we would love to have gotten it done earlier, but the fact remains the administration that preceded us did not really move the ball. And so we are where we are, and we did the best we could with what we had, and we're making it work.
Now, you mentioned the second day today. Had things going pretty well as far as congestion is concerned out there?
Absolutely. Yesterday was really not a bad day. Today was an even better day than yesterday, given the changes that we made last night and the tweaks that we made to the signalization. And we also have other opportunities to do other adjustments. Much like any other interchange or major traffic improvement, we monitor traffic on the ground. We start with a theoretical concept. We put it on paper. I think it's important to note that we have a major football game this Saturday, so it's a big special event. That will give us another opportunity to learn about how the interchange works and what we can do to make it better. We also know that there's going to be reductions in traffic on airline, and drivers are going to find the path of least resistance, particularly residents. And so I think as traffic settles into this new traffic pattern, things are not going to be as scary as some folks thought it would be.
Are there other areas of congestion that you're concerned about?
Absolutely. I will tell you, traveling yesterday, as we were standing on the ground at Loyola observing traffic at Veterans, we look at the interstate, and the interstate was backed up. It was backed up across the Loyola interchange headed into New Orleans. That was in part because of an accident at Power Boulevard. But we also know we have a bottleneck at Veterans right across the canal there. And so the reality is we have to look at infrastructure more comprehensively. We have to find a way to fund the projects that we think are a priority. Otherwise, these types of improvements do nothing but move the congestion point from one location to the other. And so my biggest concern really is the mainline traffic. When that backs up, you're going to have backups on Loyola, on Williams, on Veterans, and that's the case today. I just would like drivers to appreciate that the backup you see may not necessarily be because of the airport, but maybe because of a distracted driver or an accident or just congestion building up on the interstate. No state is going to build a system to accommodate the peak of travel. And we just have to be patient, put our phones down, and be smart about what we're doing behind the wheel.
Secretary Wilson, thank you for your time today.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.